We have the foundation for this that we are doing there. The Bible says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The gospel is the only power of God unto salvation, transformation of life, deliverance, and everything that can restore a man to normalcy. But as powerful as the gospel can be, from this scripture, we discover that it has to be carried by people that God has set apart for it. The implication is that the gospel has no leg. It has to be carried by people. But these people cannot go unless they are sent. And that is the main issue here. This is where the issue of partnership comes in. Descending is usually in three dimensions. Number one, material provision. Number two, unceasing prayer. Praying ceaselessly for the work to advance. Then we have the issue of the going here. Even in the ministry of the Lord, if you look at Luke chapter 8, you will see this same principle manifesting there. In Luke chapter 8, as we read from verse 1, the Bible says, now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. This is the ministry of our Lord Jesus. He went about preaching and teaching the word of God. And from the onset, this is what Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association has been about. Carrying the undiluted word of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God, to every nook and corner. And by the grace of God, thousands of people have been brought into the kingdom of God. Many have become beneficiaries of the power of God, setting them free from captivity or demonic captivity, setting them from all manners of infirmities, just like we saw in the ministry of the Lord here. But one thing we are seeing here, those who are beneficiaries of the power of the gospel, they were not standing aloof. They became participants in the spreading of the gospel, even in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says they were providing for him from their substance. So, having partners who will collaborate in the spreading of the gospel is not alien to the scriptures. If Jesus is our perfect example, then we can learn this, that gospel work must be supported by as many as the Lord has touched their lives. God's work can only be done by his children. These people have encountered Jesus. They have become beneficiaries of God's power to transform life and to rescue from damning situations of life. And so they became part and parcel of the work. When we look at Acts of Apostles again, you see the woman called Lydia. She was informed after she had encountered the power of the gospel in her life. So, we want to say this morning again, the door is still open to each and every one of us to be part of what God is doing in this ministry. One thing that I've discovered is this: when men are not ready, God is always ready. Instead of his work to suffer, he would rather replace men. Jesus said, if these ones will close their mouth and they will not praise him, stones will arise. It's a metaphoric expression indicating that if some set of people will not be willing to do what they're supposed to do,
he
will raise others to replace them. One dimension of being an ambassador of life is to consecrate ourselves in standing in the gap, holding the hand of God in prayer. Most of the time, Brother Paul will say, pray for us. There is a need for partners who will stand in the place of prayers, who will hold God's hand, asking the Lord to prosper this work. There's a need for encouragers who from time to time, through maybe text messages to the evangelists, such is very, very powerful and useful. There's the need for encouragement. There's the need for strengthening. And of course, those who will consecrate everything that God has given them in terms of material things, finances, equipment, because These are days of great harvest. In fact, the harvest is overripe. And there's the need for us to put in the sickle. It will cost money and some other equipment. To this, the Lord is inviting us this morning. Those of us that are here and those that are watching online. Like I said, some people have consecrated themselves for this purpose and we want to really appreciate them. It is our sincere prayer that God will continue to uphold them. But there are more territories to be conquered, and so there's the need for more people to join the chariots and be part of this noble cause. So wherever you are listening to us right now, the Lord is extending an invitation to you. Whichever dimension you want to be involved, as long as you have encountered the Lord, you have tasted the power of God in salvation, you are a candidate. And God is waiting for you. So right now, I will request that you please stand on your feet again as we call upon the name of the Lord. I want you to rise on your feet. I know we are getting very close to the end. I want us to lift up our hands. Just wave your hands unto the Lord. Say, Lord, we thank you. You have been faithful so far. You have been demonstrating that you are the one behind this vision. Can we offer thanksgiving unto the Lord for every program vision that this ministry have enjoyed, for every partner that has been involved in this work? Can we bless the name of the Lord? I want you to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have proved yourself faithful over the years. So, Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we thank you. I want you to say it out. I don't want us to pray silently now. I want us to verbalize this prayer because it's a very crucial one. Now, I want you to thank God for every brother and sister that has been informed, either in praying, either in sending money. I want you to thank God for their lives. Thank God for their lives. Bless the name of the Lord for their commitment and for their faithfulness. I want you to say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Many have been since the inception, and they have been faithful. Can you say, Lord, thank you for their lives? Thank you for their lives. We give you glory for their lives. Now, I want us to pray. Lord, you are a faithful God. Let your hand be mighty upon their lives. More than ever before. More than ever before. Can we lift up our voices? Every partner of the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association in their different locations, Father, let your hand remain mighty upon their lives more than ever before, that they will be able to serve your purpose more and more. I want you to pray that prayer. I want you to pray that prayer. I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, stretch forth your hand upon their lives. Strengthen them. Empower them. Continue to cause your grace to flow in their lives. Your ever sufficient grace. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Outside the grace of God, nobody can serve God's purpose. I want you to pray. Father, multiply your grace in all of these lives that they will be able to serve you better. In all their endeavors, I want us to speak to their lives that they will continue to prosper. I want you to speak prosperity. Prosperity to their marriages. Prosperity to their career. Prosperity in their work with the Lord. That they will continue to grow in grace and the knowledge of God. I want you to pray for them. I want you to pray for them. Whatsoever may be the prevailing situation, we have received the grace of God a little while ago. Can we speak to such situations? I want you to prophesy change. Whatsoever may be the prevailing situation that is serving as a distraction or that is incapacitating some of them, arise, O God, on their behalf. Arise, O God, on their behalf. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Let there be a lifting up. Let there be a lifting up. Let there be a lifting up. Some of them are sowing in tears. I want you to prophesy in line with the word of God. Say, those who sow in tears, they shall reap with joy. Can you just pray? Say, Father, as many as are sowing with tears, let your word become a reality in their life. Let your word become a reality in their lives. They will reap with joy. They will reap with joy. The Lord said, those who give, they shall receive good measure. Press down. I want you to pray that scripture will become a reality in their life. Can you quickly talk to the Lord? Say, Father, we declare abundance and sufficiency into their lives. Call upon the name of the Lord. Those that are bending their knees, standing in the place of prayer, I want you to pray for greater grace for them. The Lord will strengthen them. The Lord will strengthen them. The unction to pray, the spirit of prayer and supplication to baptize them. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Those that are encouragers, the Lord will continue to strengthen them too. Whatsoever way anyone has been supporting this work, I want you to pray that grace will be released upon their lives. Grace will be released upon their lives. They will continue to serve God's purpose with integrity of heart. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Now we are going to pray again. Father, Baba, enlist more men. Enlist more men to be part of this noble cause. To be part of this noble cause. Those who will be in the place of prayer, those who will bring material things, financial things, that this work will never lack provision. Division is great, and it must come to fulfillment. We are at a threshold of a breaking forth in a new dimension, and this will require more men.
faithful men, available men.
I want
you to talk to the Lord. Pray that the Lord will cube their lives with everything good to do His will. And what is His will here now? To be part of this noble cause. I want us to speak out.
He
cube the life of everyone who is willing and ready to be partners in this project with everything good with which they are going to serve God's purpose. And those that have been partners before, Father, keep on equipping their lives with everything good to serve your purpose. I want us to quickly pray. We are running behind time, but it is a very important aspect of this meeting. Father, equip with everything good to serve your purpose. I want us to pray that the Lord will shield them from adversaries. The Lord will continue to preserve them. The Lord will continue to protect them. You see, the work of the Lord is always attracting opposition. Those who are going, those who are praying, those who are giving, I want you to say, Lord, according to your word, no weapon that is formed against any of these people shall prosper. They will continue to live victoriously. The hand of Jehovah will rest upon their lives. Let us pray that prayer. Let us pray that prayer. Let us pray that prayer. Father, let your hand be upon your people. Preserve and shield them from the adversary. In the mighty name of Jesus, preserve them from detractors. Those who will not do and will not will that anybody should do anything. I want you to pray. As many that has given themselves up to be part of this work, Lord, continue to preserve them. Continue to uphold them. Secure your hedge around them, O God. We are going to pray this last one. As people are getting involved, there will be evidences of the Lord's dealing in their lives. They will become living proofs of God's faithfulness, living proofs of God's goodness in whatsoever way they are getting involved. I want you to shout that prayer out. I want you to shout it, verbalize it. Let this spirit of faith come upon you. The Bible says what we say we are going to see. So we declare this morning, all the partners, old and new, they shall continue to be living proof of God's faithfulness, of God's goodness. Pray that prayer. That when people see them, they will see the glory of God. They will see the hand of God. I want you to quickly pray. Finally, pray that this work will advance. This vision shall become an accomplishment. And there is going to be speed. There is going to be speed. Speed of fulfillment. Speed of accomplishment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for the set man right now. Pray for Bishop. That grace of God will rest upon his life.
There
shall be protection in all the travels. I want you to talk to the Lord. Even if you are going to be a partner this morning for this purpose, begin from there. Pray. Pray for all other support staff that God's mighty hand will be upon them. Grace will be released upon their lives. There shall be commitment, there shall be dedication. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Pray for the board overseeing the activity of the ministry, from the chairman to all the members, that God's mighty hand will rest upon their lives. Pray for the Alabi family as a whole. Pray for our mommy, that our eyes will see greater things, greater manifestation of God's glory. There shall be testimonies, things that has never happened before. She will witness it. She will be encouraged in the Lord her God. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's talk to the Lord. The entire family is presented unto the Lord. Grace is released upon them to carry the mantle, to bear the responsibility of continuity of this work. Now say, Lord, as you live, nothing will truncate, nothing will stagnate your move in this ministry. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And as the word is being preached, mighty signs and wonders will follow, confirming the word of God, affirming the power of the gospel. Talk to the Lord. Pray for yourself. Lord, whatsoever you want me to be doing, you are here now. You have been a beneficiary. Even if nothing has been done before now, between 5 p.m. and the moment we are praying now, no doubt there has been a visitation of God. So I want you to consecrate yourself. Say, Lord, I don't just want to be a spectator. I want to be a blessing. This ministry has been a blessing to me. Whichever way you want to use me, here am I, Lord. Use me. What do you want to be seeing in this ministry? Can you make declarations now? And that's where I'm going to start. What do you want to be seeing? What do you want to be hearing about this ministry, about all the partners, about the set man, about the larger Alabi family? What do you want to be seeing? I want you to say it. When God wants to see light, he spoke. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So why don't you engage the power of the tongue? The Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue of man. So engage the power of the tongue this morning. Make declaration. The next 1 year, by the grace of God, what will you want to see? You want to see this auditorium better than this? You want to see greater crusade equipment? You want to see so many things that have
that is proving that God indeed is being faithful. Can we give thanks to God because he has heard us, and definitely we are going to see his glory. Can we say, Lord, we thank you. 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 Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him honor. Adore him. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, we thank you for this work. The vision you, the Lord, crafted by yourself. And that you are bringing to fruition. We want to acknowledge all your past deeds. And we say, Father, accept our heart of gratitude. Thank you for men and women that you set apart to be part of what you are doing in their different locations with their different commitments. Father, we say thank you for upholding them, keeping them, and making them to be consistent. May your name be glorified forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want to commit each and every one of them unto you, that your hand of righteousness will rest upon their lives. Your hand shall be mighty upon their lives, that they will be able to do more in the mighty name of Jesus. You will increase them in all directions. You will preserve them. You will uphold them. You will keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not be distracted. They shall be empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, for those that you are going to add, grace is released upon their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. They will serve your purpose with integrity of heart. They will not serve under compulsion, because you love a cheerful giver. So Father, enlist more support. Father, we cry unto you this morning. This work will never lack support. There will always be abundance and sufficiency in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this work will advance with greater speed, with greater impact in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, moment by moment, you will do something new. You will do something new. We pray for your servant. Door of utterance will be open unto him. Sharp utterance of salvation. Sharp utterance of deliverance, of restoration. Words that cannot be controverted. Word that cannot be resisted. You shall continually release in Jesus' name. There will be open door of ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. His faith in you will never dwindle. Faith that moves mountains, faith that subdues, Lord, shall be alive in him. And in all travels, there shall be safety. Watch over the wife and the children in the mighty name of Jesus. The larger Alabi family, grace is released upon them. We pray for mommy. Your hand shall be mighty upon her. She will spend the rest of her days in good health, sound mind, gladness, and joy of the Lord. Her eyes will see mightier things that the Lord is going to wrought in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, for everyone all over the world that has been admirers of this ministry, you will continue to uphold them. Those that have been beneficiaries, they will be abiding fruit forever. in the mighty name of Jesus. We prophesy this morning, there shall be greater impact, there shall be greater exploits, and the work will spread like wildfire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every pending things, they are going to be manifestation. We will yet praise you more than this. Thank you, Father. And for everyone that have prayed this morning, Lord, you bless them in return. All those that have ministered to us in word, you are going to refresh their life. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray.